But it's in the story of Unklo Sager. And now Rav Nissim Gaon says, so too, there was one son whose father was ill. He was leaning towards passing away. And he said to his father, do me a favor, that tell your friends, the other rabbis, that they should treat me well. I'm your son. What did his father tell him? He said to him, son, your actions will either make you fond in their eyes or not. My friends, they're good people, but they're not going to like you because you're my son. They're going to like you if you're a good person. Be a good person, your actions will make them like you. Your actions are going to define who your friends are. So, just like we saw Unculus, he was a fine person. Because he was a fine person, so even the king's guards were attracted to his way of behavior. So too, every person has to know that his actions are going to define how people view him and who likes him. Our sages said, be careful when you speak to Amei Aretz, be careful when you speak to people who are not learned in Torah, because Torah might still come out of them. But, says Rav Nissim Gaon, I have to warn you that one of the traits of an Am Haaretz is that when he learns a little bit, they feel like they know everything. You start learning Torah, so right away a person feels like he knows everything. And they think that they've conquered the wisdom, and the little bit that they know, they take pride in, and they show everyone that they know it. And says Shlomo HaMelech, Belev Navon Tanua Chochma. A wise person has the wisdom resting in him. This is a Talmud Chacham, the son of an Am Haaretz. Ula said, that's what people say when you have something, when you have a little bit of wine in a flask, so then it makes noise. So if you have a full flask of wine, even if you shake it, you don't hear anything because it's full to the top. So too, when a person just learned a little bit, he wants to show everyone, I know. When a person really knows, so then he doesn't have to show everyone that he knows. And the way that the simple people behave is, if someone asks a question to the wise man, so they'll be quick to answer before people who are bigger than them answer. And a smart person knows that there's no reason to be quick to answer. As our sages said, we had in the Megillah, Vayomil Memuchan Nifnei HaMelech V'Asarim. The question arose, what do we do with Vashti? Memuchan got up and spoke in front of all the other officers who were greater in stature than him. And this teaches us that the small person jumps ahead, because we see that Memuchan is enumerated as the last of the advisors. So we see that he wasn't the top advisor, and nonetheless, before anyone else could speak, he jumps up and gives his advice. A person should speak when there aren't other people around who are bigger than him. Like our sages say, where you're in a place where there are no men, you be the man. And where there is a man around, so you don't have to be the man. And that's why our sages taught us the best thing for a person is silence. Like our sages said, silence is nice for the wise, certainly for the foolish. Our sages said, furthermore, if you buy speech with one sela, $1, so then you should know that silence is worth two. And our sages said, Samei dechola mishtoka. The cure for everything is silence. Meaning, you should know the best thing in life, the best thing in conversation is silence. But there are situations where a person, if he's smart, will know that he has to talk, he does have to teach, he does have to rebuke, he does have to warn people. Like Rabbi Yitzchak said, what does it mean, the verse in Tehillim, Ha'umnam elem tzedek tedabirun? What is a person's trade in this world? That he should learn to be silent. You might think it means that even in the words of Torah, that's why the end of the verse says, tzedek tedabirun. You'll speak in righteousness. And that's why David HaMelech said, my tongue speaks your righteousness. So what the concept that Rav Nissim Gaon has been stressing here is, firstly, don't degrade Amei Aretz, because Torah might still come out of them. But people have to know that the sign of a wise person is that he's primarily silent, and that's not an easy thing to do. That's why the Gemara refers to it as the trade a person has to learn. Just like you have to learn to acquire trade, so too a person has to learn to be quiet. By the same token, a person has to know that there's time when he should talk. If we need a Dvar Torah and he has Dvar Torah, he should say it. Our sages say that that's why Hillel, going back to the original story we were talking about earlier, that's why Hillel merited to have Torah. Why? Because he seeked out Torah, and he learned Torah out of poverty, and he had good traits, and he had a good heart. And that's why the halacha was like him everywhere that there was an argument in halacha. And wherever you have an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Beis Medrash of Shammai and the Beis Medrash of Hillel, the halacha is going to be like Beis Hillel, except for a few exceptions the rabbis enumerate in Yevamos. And our sages say some of the traits of Hillel. So they say a person should always be modest like Hillel. A person shouldn't be strict with people like Shammai. And Be'ezrat Hashem, next time, later today I hope, we're going to learn a story about Hillel's modesty.